So Anthony was born in around the 3rd century, and he was born to a wealthy family, and they were also Catholic, and very devout in their faith. And one day, Anthony lost, tragically, both of his parents. So Anthony found himself in charge of his sister, and in the midst of this situation, he would go and continue to live out his faith life. One day, he was at Sunday Mass, and he heard from the Word of God the following: "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." So immediately, Anthony perceived this word as a call directly addressed to him, of the Lord to give everything over, to entrust it to the Lord Jesus and follow him full surrender. And so Anthony sold the excess wealth that he inherited from his parents, and just kept enough to care for himself and his sister. But then, in another Mass, he heard again from the Word of God, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself." So here, then, when Anthony heard this, again, he heard another call from the Lord. He gave the rest of his possessions to the poor. He entrusted his sister to the care of holy women, of these holy nuns. And he himself went out into the desert to live a life totally consecrated to God. Now, maybe not all of us are called to be hermits, not called to go out into the desert right now. But we can see in the life of Anthony a great power in the Word of God. This power to remove obstacles in our lives which can prevent us from fully responding to God's call in our lives. For Anthony, the Word of God, it spoke into his concern of taking care of his needs and the needs of his sister. And the Word encouraged him not to worry about responding to the life God was calling him to. For some of us, those things in our life that need to be removed are quite obvious, right? Certain sins that are present in our life that remove us from the vine, that is Jesus. But perhaps you can be aware of certain attitudes and mindsets that serve as obstacles to the supernatural life we are called to live in. Maybe, for example, some of us are aware of this fear of man that we have. That maybe we have a testimony of how God powerfully worked in our life, and we're in a conversation or moment where now is the opportune time to share it. You feel prompted of the Lord to share to do so, but you hold back. You hold back because you're afraid of what that person might think of you or what others might around you might think. Or maybe connected to it in conversation where we find ourselves really drawn inwards and more concerned about what impression we're making versus trying to love the person in front of us. Or maybe another attitude, that of cynicism. Yeah, I think a lot of us might be fall prey to this when we have access to so much bad news happening in the world through our media, through the news. Maybe we see the scandals that rock the world, that rock the church, and now our hearts grow suspicious. And it colors the way we view the world. It might project the cynicism towards the Pope or Holy Mother Church, towards God, towards others. And maybe all we see in the world now is evil or the potential for more bad. And some of us, we can see quite clearly how this can be so dangerous to following Jesus, that it can cause us to disengage from the world, seeing it as hopeless, instead of entering into it and sanctifying it from within. Maybe we can be closed off to the truth of God that comes through the teaching body of the church. And maybe even fall prey to the lie that evil is something greater than good, that evil has greater power to influence than God does. Now, in repenting of these mindsets, we also need a solution from God, which we are given in today's gospel, which is the Word of God. We hear Jesus teach his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit." Here Jesus says our Heavenly Father prunes us, right? Those who are bearing fruit, so that we can bear even more fruit. And that is, my brothers and sisters, such a gift, such a grace. Because it reminds us that we don't have to try to fix ourselves. Rather, it is our Heavenly Father who helps us in that. Our Heavenly Father who is in charge of our spiritual progress. And so like a gardener who cuts off those excess branches that really drain away the sap from the branches that are producing fruit, so the Heavenly Father does that to us for our sins, our attitudes, those mindsets that drain that supernatural life from us. And so how does the Heavenly Father prune us? We hear it from Jesus. He says, "You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you." Again, he says, "You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you." The word of God, the word of Jesus, it cleanses our hearts. It purifies us, and it prunes us of those excess branches and mindsets. So when I know one day was inspired to read the whole Bible, and he, in doing so, he shared with me that in time he realized there was a shift in perspective, of his perspective towards the world. For example, he would read the story of Israel and begin to ask himself, is there anything in my life that I am doing that will cause me to be exiled from the Lord? Anything, right, that I need to repent of? And so he began to notice in his actions, his words, his thoughts, right, what would be from the Lord, what would not be, all from this biblical perspective. So for us, when we engage with Scripture, right, we open ourselves up to God's love and to truth, and we allow him to remove anything in our hearts and our minds and our life that needs to be cut off. You take, for example, the passage of St. Paul where he says, "But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more." Now, what is more evil than sin? Right? And yet where evil increased, where sin increased, God's grace abounded all the more. Here he's referencing, right, the victory that Christ won on his cross and resurrection that conquered evil, sin, and death. Or listen to another thing that Jesus says. He teaches his disciples, "I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage, I have conquered the world." Take courage, I have conquered the world. Now what would happen if you take both of these truths of Scripture and put it in collision course with, for example, cynicism? What would happen? See, the Word of God has power to transform our mindset, has power to prune. Now, it's important to say that it prunes not just by reading Scripture. I think we can know that sometimes we can just read Scripture and have it not affect us in any way. But rather, the transformation happens when we prayerfully engage the Word of God, meaning we approach it as a means of dialogue, of conversation, in a relational way. Because as we all know, our beliefs, our perspectives of the world, it's influenced by our experiences, right? They didn't just pop out of nowhere. Each mindset, each life has its own story. And so when we share that story, share our hearts and minds with the Lord, in a conversation prompted by the truth of Scripture, that's where God can then speak his love and his truth into that belief of ours. Some of us may have heard of Lectio Divina, a way in which a method of praying with the Word of God. Now, you could look online. There's many resources that teach us how to do so. That could be one way in which we can be prayerfully engage the Word of God. There's also other methods of the Ignatian way of imaginative prayer, engaging the Word of God. And so these are ways in which we can allow God to work in our hearts. Now, going back to Anthony, though his calling on our life may be different than his, does not mean that the fruit God wants to produce in your life is any less or any different. In fact, Anthony became Saint Anthony. He was the father of monasticism. And his life and his response to the Lord drew the admiration of others and inspired others to imitate his way of life. And in time, as he was ironic, he secluded himself in the desert, but then people began to follow after him. They wanted to seek his spiritual counsel. At first, he would reject them, but then in time, felt the Lord inspire him to receive the visitors. He would give them spiritual counsel and wisdom. Eventually, on occasion, he would go into cities to preach and to teach. especially against the Arian heresy present in the world. But ultimately, his way of life inspired so many to follow the Lord in renewed vigor and obey his will. That was St. Anthony. And none of the good fruit that God produced in his life would have happened if God's word didn't speak into his fears and hesitations. So for us, what would happen if we allow God to speak to us in the same way? Imagine what would we be witnesses to see the glory and power of God working freely in our life.